So did you live out in the country then?
No, we lived in town. Okay. I lived almost across the street from the hospital. Had a nice house. Dad bought the house for $3,000. And I think they paid $25 a month rent. And it was many times when they, I'm sure they were having trouble getting enough money to pay the rent. Of course, the mother and dad never mentioned money or anything like that. We always had enough, and it was a real wonderful upbringing.
Now, before you had the Model T, how'd you get to school then? Did you
walk? Everybody walked. Nobody, there weren't any buses. Yeah, we'd all go different times.
Do you have any stories that stick out in your mind about high school or anything?
Yeah, I was a pretty good athlete. I made four letters, baseball, basketball, football, track. I set a couple of records in track for the quarter mile and the half mile. The record broke the Missouri University record on the half mile, and it stood for about 17 years.
When you were a kid, did you have regular chores to do?
Of course. Everybody had their chores to do. My sisters had their. All I had to do was dump the trash and clip Mother's roses. She had a beautiful rose garden, and I worked in that, and I would take out the ashes out of the furnace, and we put the ashes along on the next to the sidewalk, between the sidewalk and the street, and cars would be parked on that instead of out in the road like they are now.
What did you do for fun as a kid?
Most of the time I was so busy with my athletics. Some of the kids would do crazy things, and now they'd be put in jail and everything else. But in those days, everybody would laugh about it. That's how we learned. It seems like the things that were not very dangerous or anything, they ignored.
Now, you said you worked to get the money to buy the Model T.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I mowed yards, and the machine that you used was not motorized. It was a pusher, and it had a reel on it. And the reel would cut the grass, and it was hard to push. You had to really work with that thing.
Do you remember how long it took you to save the $15?
$15? Oh, I guess I worked maybe a couple or 3 months. Roger Rawlings, another guy that lived down the street from us, he was a fast runner too. On Halloween, there was a woman that lived next door, and we would cut across her yard going to school, and she'd run out on the front porch and say, "Get off of here, you darn kids, get off my yard." So on Halloween, she had a porch swing. So Roger and I went up on the porch and slipped the chains off of the hooks on the ceiling. He got on one side of the swing and I got on the other, and we started running down the street. The curbs, the parkway, were ashes. And we also, during the week or so before Halloween, would take our BB guns and we'd go around and shoot out the lights. They had old lights, a flat piece of metal, corrugated metal, and then a light bulb screwed right into the center of it. And we would shoot those lights out with the BB gun so it'd be dark on when we would go out on Halloween. And so we were running down the street and we were really going fast. I'm talking about we were really low in the ball and holding that swing. He went on one side of a telephone pole and I went on the other. And I can still feel the jerk in my arm from hitting that pole. It destroyed the swing. And we fell down into this clinkers and cut ourselves upright. And so Roger's dad was real tough to him. He was real tough on Roger. But Roger didn't want to go to his house to get patched up. So we went up around the corner up there, and Dad got out his first aid kit, and we got passed up. Well, we didn't say anything of how that happened, but pretty soon Roger made a mistake and told Dad what we had done. Well, that was all right. He said, now you have to go back down and apologize. And, oh, gosh, we didn't want to, but that was a real lesson. We went down and told her we'd get her a swing. Oh, you darn kids. And so the next day, I went down to the lumber yard, and guy there said that he would give us a swing at a certain price, but we had to pay so much every week. Well, trying to get that so much every week really taught us a lesson about not using credit cards. So we learned the lesson that you pay for what you get.
Now, after high school, you graduated, and then did you go directly to college or no?
We went directly to college right out of there, went up, got on the train down in St. Louis, went on the Zephyr from Marshall. The Zephyr went from Kansas City to St. Louis. It was a streamliner, the first streamliner. I got on that and went to St. Louis, and we changed over to the Abraham Lincoln and went to downtown Chicago. And I got on the elevated train there and went out to the school on 42nd and Drexel Boulevard.
And that's the Northern Illinois College of Optometry.
That was where it was then.
Was that the only optometry school, or why did you choose to go there?
The son of the old man that taught my dad was the president of the Illinois College of Optometry. The school has had three names.
Okay.
And I was in the first school in 1939.